Welcome back to the Small Business Show. I'm your host, Lori Brooks. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This week, I had the pleasure of chatting with LaToya Winstead, founder of Brown Girl Logistics. LaToya, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Certainly. We are super excited to dive into your journey. Today, we have Jeff Beal, my co-host with us, also known as Mr. Marketology. He is a marketing strategist.
So Jeff, hello to welcome. All.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for having me back, Glory. You haven't fired me yet.
No, not at all. We enjoy having you, Jeff. Thank you. So what we'll do is we're going to go ahead and dive into your story, LaToya. But before we get there, we want to rewind the clock just a bit. Let's go back to the days of junior high or high school. Think of the time when, you know, a mentor or a teacher or even an aunt or uncle would have asked you what it is you wanted to be when you grow up. What was the answer to that question?
Wow. Back then, it was just to get my family out of where we were at the time. Like, my mindset was just, I know I needed to make money to do it. So not really knowing what, I just knew that I needed to have some type of career, a goal of some kind, so that I didn't continue our generational curse that we did have. So I knew that.
I love that. Where do you feel like that came from, that thought process, that recognition, that inspiration? Because there's a lot of people out there who are in those positions where they need the income to move forward from the position that they're in, however, don't necessarily recognize that income is necessarily that key or that piece that might be able to help them turn over a new leaf. What was it for you that made that provided that clarity?
Probably my mom. My mom was a single mother raising three children, and her hustle is remarkable. I don't think I've known a person who has worked as hard as she has or did. But at the same time, you know, in our community, we're not taught a lot of things about credit and how to build that and generational wealth and those kind of things. So what we do is we break our backs trying to provide for our families, and we never get to that intended goal. And I didn't want to have that for my children. I that's just not how I wanted that to be, especially when I got older and understood how life in itself works. But it started with my mom. She is an amazing woman.
I love that. I love when moms are the inspiration. Maybe I'm biased because I am a mom, but so wishful thinking over here that I inspire something in my child one day, but whatever.
That's
another conversation. A whole nother show. Oh goodness, what do you feel were some of the steps, you know, for you that you decided to take, you know, when you had the idea, okay, entrepreneurship is something that may be for me, I want to take steps in this direction of, you know, increasing my income, having this goal of working for yourself? What was it that you felt like you did first?
The thought process behind it was, why am I going to work for somebody every day, just mad going into work? Like, this cannot be what I'm doing every day. I am working too hard and too long of hours to build somebody else's dream. Like, what do I want to do? So I've before I stepped into the logistics side, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But then when I got older, I knew that trucks have been a part of my life for a very long time. And so then it just started from there. And then when I decided to actually step into just taken this serious of my logistics company was because I've had 14 years in this industry, 14 and a half years, actually. And I started when I was about 17, 18 years old, and I climbed the corporate ladder. I've been a director, assistant of logistics. I've been a regional East Coast manager of operations, and I was up for a promotion, and they did not give it to me. Wasn't because of my education. It wasn't because of anything. I was just a Black woman in this field. And they gave it to someone else who I then had to train. I came home to my husband and I said, no, this is not okay. But he's always told me, he's always motivated me and told me, like, you can do this for yourself. Go and do it. But I was in my own way at the time. And so on from that day forward, I started putting into work how I can do this. I started planning, started writing down things that we could do and how I was going to do it. I didn't know how, but I knew I was going to do it. And that's how we started.
I love that.
Okay, LaToya, I got to jump in. I got to jump in. First of all, shout outs to your husband and all those men that are supporting. Yeah. Shout out to them.
I did like this for you.
You say you're in logistics and trucking. Am I correct?
Say it again.
You said that you're in logistics and in the trucking industry, correct?
Yes.
You don't look the part. I need you to get your cap. I need you to get that chewing tobacco. Get that tobacco in your mouth. You got to get your I Love Beer t-shirt. You know, you got to look the part now.
You know what?
Her being mobile wasn't good enough.
I know, and that probably was the issue this entire career of 14 years was I didn't look the part. And that was the thing that people would tell me all the time when they would come in and they would be like, I remember when I had one of these high titles and a guy came in and said, I need to talk to the guy in charge. And I extended my hand and I said, hi, that's me. How can I help you? And he was like, no, I need to speak to, that's me.
He need to speak to Bud. I need to speak to Bud.
Yeah. Yep. And he didn't get Bud, so.
Well, I applaud you to starting that. And what you said was so inspiring and true that we need to learn how to break this generational curse, how to build credit, how to leverage finances, how to leverage knowledge and connections. I mean, it's the things that we weren't taught growing up. I mean, we were taught work hard, put your head down, follow the rules. Everything's going to work out. You'll get your 30, 40 years in, your gold watch, your pension, everything will be great. But, and then behind the scenes, everyone else was taught own the business, find yourself some workers and work them to death. And so it's good that we're finally opening up our eyes and saying we need to be owners. We need to be the masters, the lenders, and not the ones that are the employees, the slaves, or the borrowers. And that's really it.
But I also want to credit you with bringing out the concept of opportunities existing everywhere. So, it was something that your husband brought to forefront for you with the concept of you being capable of doing this for yourself. And sometimes that's what it takes, is really having someone else in your corner to make you take that step back and look at the right direction that you should be headed towards. Because sometimes we're so clouded and so busy with what we're doing, we can't see it for ourselves. So kudos to him for helping you to take that moment to recognize that this was something that you could make for yourself. Because sometimes we'll get into those moments where, you have this opportunity where you should have had X, Y, and Z presented to you, but it wasn't, because the world is what it is. But it doesn't mean that was a negative in life. That was a positive, because it opened the door for the recognition that opportunity truly did exist for you. So,
yeah. Now, I want to know, how did you get around, I would say, the normal people that were saying, you're trying to get into Woodfield and do what? Why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of friends and family people that meant well, but they were like, you want to do what? Why don't you do this? Why don't you, you know, you have a good job, girl. You need to just, you know, keep doing that. How did you get around that? Because that's something that entrepreneurs go through a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a few mottos, but one of them is everybody is not supposed to know your vision or accept your vision because it's not theirs. Their dream is theirs, whatever that may be, and yours is yours. And, you know, you can or can't respect what somebody else is doing, but that's still their choice. And this was my vision. And if I would have let what anybody would have said, oh, well, you're making $40 or $50 an hour, why would you just throw that to the side? Well, one, because this is the vision that has been put in front of me. And I'm going to follow that because I can't go back to, oh, well, dang, I wonder what would have happened if I can't. Yeah. But all I can do is say, well, if it doesn't work, I know that I tried my best. And I can go back to that drawing board and see where I may have messed up at to try to fix those things. But not doing it because of someone else, that has never been something that, well, obviously, because of this career path I've been in, has been something that I've done, listen to what somebody else has told me to do. So that's me. I it's my vision and it's my dream. And regardless of who doesn't support it, you have to stick it out. And that's what I do.
And that's why your drive and your why has to be so important. Because if the why is just because you want to make money, it's realistically not going to help you. There's got to be an underlying cause, an underlying why, an underlying drive that actually makes you get up every single day, that actually makes you work towards doing what you're doing on a regular basis. If you don't have the will or the drive and understand that why behind the what you're doing, the motivation can disappear rather quickly. And personally, I feel that's why a lot of businesses don't succeed in the way that they'd like to, because they don't take the time to map out and truly define for themselves what's driving them to do what they're doing. So,
right. And it's a passion, I think, too. Like I have, I've loved trucking since I was a little girl. My uncles have drove trucks. My granddaddy drove truck for years. I used to ride in the trucks with them. So I think too, sometimes we get into a lot of, even just your professions or after college, you're like, well, I have this degree, so I have to do this, but it's not what you want to do. There's no passion behind it. So it doesn't last, or the company doesn't last because you're not motivated to do what it takes to make sure that it works. Or if you're not making money within the first couple of months, you're already ready to throw it away. That's because that's not your passion to do.
Mm-hmm. So. Exactly. Exactly. No, definitely. Passion is extremely important. So again, kudos for taking the time to really define that for yourself. You know, we were just actually having a conversation with another guest about defining your own level of success and making sure that you honestly understand what that looks like. Because much like the drive behind what it is you're doing, you also have to understand how it is you're going to define success for yourself and not necessarily comparing it to other people. You have to understand what that means. So, yeah. No.
Yeah, and it's interesting that word passion too, because I think a lot of people confuse what passion is or don't even know what passion really is. They think of passion as a feeling, and you know, the way we're presented in the media, passion is I'm getting up in the morning and oh, this is what is, you know, this is what my life is gonna be and this is who I am and I love every single minute of it. And a lot of times passion doesn't work like that. I mean,
no.
You have your moments. You're like, you know what? This isn't really what I'm trying to do. Or, you know, you just figure out I've been doing this for 5 years. It must be my passion because I've been doing the same thing for like 5 years. And this is what I do every day. It's just who I am. So it's interesting, that word.
Yeah, I think too. But sometimes some people get content as well. Like if they are doing something for a long period of time, it becomes a contentment and not something that they still don't want to do, but it's comfortable and it's familiar. But I think passion and love can be one and the same, because I think just like love for me is a choice that you make every single day. When you love someone, you don't love them just because you know, you're happy that day, or he or she is doing what they're supposed to do that day. You love them because it's a choice that you make constantly. It's a conscious decision to actually do and mm-hmm. make sure that you're doing it right. And so the same thing with a passion. It's not always going to be what you want it to be every day. Mm-hmm. So you still got to make a choice and say, this is what I know this is what I need to do. I know this is what I want to do, and I have to go forward and keep going. Even when it doesn't look like it's going well, you have to trust that process and trust what you're putting into it. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Definitely. Do you have any tools or tips that you feel like you personally might use to help you push forward or to keep you in the right frame of mind as you're moving forward through those moments that we all experience of, you know, events or activities or tasks in our different various practices that we don't feel like doing?
Only thing that keeps me going is my daughter and my husband and I'm pregnant now. So,
congrats.
Thank you. It's doing this for them. Because like I said in the beginning, you know, generational wealth is important to me. And I don't want her to have to go through what we consider getting out, having to struggle, because that's what her family has always done. And so every day, that's my drive. So if I can build this company to where I want it to be, so that if she wants to be in this family business, that's a choice that she can make, or he can make, and they don't have to work for someone if that's not what they want to do. And they will always have this to fall back on because I've built this. And my husband is just always there when I be like, oh my goodness, this is really getting on my nerves today. And he's the opposite. He's just so, he can see the good in literally anything. I just I'm like, listen, that's not how I see that, but he does, and it's completely amazing to me. So he's real laid back. He's a really laid back person.
That's outstanding. I love that. And I love hearing how much he has played into your journey and how strong the two of you are with building this and moving forward. That's awesome. I'd love for you to share all about Brown Girl Logistics, share about your practice, what it is you're working on, and what it is you'd like to see Brown Girl Logistics turn into.
Well, Brown Girl Logistics is my baby. We started this because, well, like I said, I love trucking, and I knew that I wanted to do something in this industry, but a lot of people think that the only way to get in the industry is by driving a truck. And because I've worked in different areas of it, I knew that wasn't the case. So I was like, you know, I have a lot of different pieces of this. What do I want to bring out of this? So a piece of it is I'm a carrier of one side, and I move freight around the state of North Carolina. And then I also provide mentorship and training for people who want to come into this industry. So if you want to become a carrier, a fleet owner, a dispatcher, a freight broker, any of those things, I teach you how to do that, and I train you, and I hold courses and classes on how to do that. I'm trying to now expand my business so that I can have a complete dispatch side and hire people just on that side of my business to dispatch owner operators and small carriers, since one, I know how carriers think because I am one. And then just to keep building and also provide, you know, jobs for our community. So they, you know, people can have a job and things like that. So that's where my mindset of how I want to continue to build this company. And like anyone, you do want it to be financially successful and things of that nature. So my goal is by next year, I want to have, I want to have 10 trucks by the end of next year. So yes, that's what my goal is at this moment. So hopefully I can oversee that, but I definitely want to do that. And so, so anyone who needs mentorship, any of that kind of thing, I do all of those mentor trainings. I have one subscription that's a rebuild and rebrand, because sometimes we get into this industry with no knowledge and it fails. Mm. And I help you rebuild that and rebrand, because sometimes people go in it, they don't have any business plan at all. I don't know how they think that works, but they do that. And we don't have a place to start to figure out where you may have failed at, because there was no plan that was ever set forth. And so, you know, I help them rebuild, you know, to rebuild. So that's a lot of the things that I do. Like right now, the course that I was speaking to you about is coming up November 13th and November 14th. It's a 2-day live course that it's just like, it's going to be like a classroom. So it's going to be a bunch of people, but we're going to be virtual. I'm going to be teaching you those two things of how to get into the industry. And it's hands-on, interactive, and it's going to be a good time. And so that's what I'm working on now. And then after that, I'm not sure. My baby will be born. So,
yay.
Not sure.
When are you due, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, no, I am due in between December and January. So, yes, yeah, so we'll see how that works out.
So, well, congratulations. That is exciting news. And we look forward to seeing many, many pictures in the near future.
Yes.
No, but I absolutely love what you're doing. You are coaching and consulting to help others get into an industry that is not widely known and definitely not widely infiltrated by Black female on any level. So kudos to you for, you know, being in the industry and recognizing that this is something that you wanted to help open doors to. And then not only that, you're not only, you know, coaching and consulting, but you're creating opportunities on top of it. So, you know, giving back in the ultimate form and making sure that those opportunities exist. You recognize that the opportunity for you to provide opportunity existed, and that's what you're working towards. So please don't ever hesitate to reach out or let either one of us know if there's any way that we can help you in accomplishing that goal. I look forward to helping you share your story far and wide. But I'd love to know, of course, if you had the ability to go back, say 10, 15 years and tell yourself just one thing, what do you think that would be?
It's going to be okay. That's what I would say. I've been through a lot. So that would be what I would say. It's going to be okay. Right now is not, it's not defining what's going to happen in your future. You know, you don't have to stay where pain meets you. You can get from where pain is. And that's what I would say. It's going to be okay.
I love that.
That's great. Great advice. That should be your alarm clock when it goes off in the morning. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yep. Get out the bed. It's going to be okay.
It's
going to
be okay.
One of my girlfriends used to say the phrase, it gets greater later, all the time. And it gets greater later. And I have adopted that phrase ever since. So I will give a shout out to my wonderful girlfriend, Jeannie, for that. It does. It gets greater later. So,
yeah. You know what? And I'm so excited that you've opened up other opportunities. I mean, you know, like whenever you talk about truckers, and I know a few truckers, you only think about the drivers. And you only think about those that own the truck or those that basically lease the truck by working for somebody else. And the ones that lease the truck by somebody else, they're like, oh, it's a pain because they control half my income, if not more. And I've got to do this and that on their schedule. And then those that own the truck say, well, it's a pain because all these truck repairs I have and you don't understand what I got to go through. And you're like, yeah, but there's other things within this industry that you can do and you can still win without being on the road all the time. And yeah. So, you know, I think that that's something that we need to really embrace, that there are other opportunities, you know, stop thinking inside the box. And there's so many other opportunities out there that can be created if you just open up your mind, and that exposure is key. And with you exposing others that have coming up through your ranks, you're exposing them to other ways of doing business that doesn't just put us into one little small box. So yeah, that's
there's so many parts of this that doesn't include driving truck. Like if you have any type of accounting or if you have tax experience, there are so many carriers and owner operators who don't know anything about how to get their accounting. You can be an accountant just for truck drivers. That is a booming part of this because they need that. When it comes to taxes, a lot of them don't know what to put on their taxes, how to do it, to know that their office and their home is something that they can write. Like they don't, these things, they don't understand that, that one can bring them in more money if they would, if they're doing it properly. You can provide back office support and compliance. Back office support and compliance is major, is huge, because with the FMCSA and DOT regulations and all the regulations and paperwork and audits that you have to go through, a lot of owner operators don't know when it's coming, what paperwork is needed, how to file it, any of those things. So that is something else. If you're good with organization and good with, you know, customer service, that's something else that you can put out there to start our own business about. And, you know, I know everyone is not meant to be business owners, but if there's something that you can do to bring in extra money for yourself to make it better for yourself, then I want to open that up so that you can see that, because you don't have to drive a truck. I'm in this industry and I can drive one, but I don't drive a truck.
Yeah.
So it's so many opportunities if they know and if they're willing to put in the time to learn and see what it's about. So.
Definitely. What? You don't have to look the part to be the part. Definitely. No, you do not look, as we would say, like a trucker. So.
But she is bringing out the t-shirt, though. That's the other thing LaToya did not tell our viewers, that the new t-shirt line is coming out in the spring. My name is not Bud, but I own the trucks.
Yeah, that is it. You know what? I might have to do that because that's a good slogan.
Opportunities at every turn. I agree. And that's what this show is all about. The theme is to hear the journey, find the challenges, and create solutions. So we're creating solutions at every turn. I absolutely love it. Yes. I'll tell you. If you could think of anything at all, say if you could wave a magic wand and change something in the trucking industry as a whole, or something in your specific business that, you know, you wrestle with on a regular basis, what do you feel like you would change?
I guess the mindset of others, of knowing that color and sex does not make you better for a position. And you also don't have to be intimidated by either of those things because you see someone else doing it that you don't feel is supposed to be there. That's what I would change.
Mindset, perceived reality, definitely. That perception is huge across the board in life. So thank you for bringing that up in this episode. LaToya, you have been outstanding. I thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your story and so much wisdom and value and opportunities. And I am really looking forward to continuing to help you share your story and share your practice. So,
well, thank you so much for having me on. And I love your background. I love this. I do.
thank you. We tried to go for the studio look as much as possible. Yes. So.
I love it. It looks just like that. When you first came in, I was like, oh, okay, I like it.
Well, thank you. You are too funny. This has been an excellent conversation. So thank you both for joining. LaToya, thank you again.
Well, thank you. You guys have a good one, and you guys be safe.
You do the
Thank
same.
You too. You as well.
Thank you.